The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Flabbergasted by this. I'm like, really? And maybe I'm just too fucking smart. Okay? I don't know. I don't understand it.
It's stupid.
Oh, is the show live? The show's live.
It's, yeah, in honor of the Warzone torrents. Remember how you guys always said cold openings? No intro. Oh, yeah. You just get right into it. You're halfway through the conversation. We're doing it now. We're live, baby.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, welcome. Cool. Yeah, welcome to Throw It, episode 471. I'm your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I'm joined by, you already see him, my man, Mr. Torrence Davis.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
We got Carlos Romero in the house.
Yo, what's going on?
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, people?
Brian Manjoma.
Yo.
And another special guest, since we're going old school today, one of the original members of Throwdown, Mr. Riku-san One, the only one.
Riku-san One. What's good, everybody? Hi. What's going on?
Shit. When you talk, your lightning moves and
yo,
shit.
Yo, yeah, baby. That's the new shit.
Come on, I don't have one of those.
Super Saiyan fucking Riku-san One.
The Super Saiyan Purple. Who the fuck knows what they are now,
where does
right?
he get all of those neat toys?
You should see his like other hit thing he has on like Discord, like a frog and shit, like an animated frog Pepe and shit. Like, yo, what is going on here?
Funny. Why can't I see everybody? Let me see. I only see six people.
Yeah, it's six people. Well, you know, people come in, you know.
Where's Manny's avatar?
I don't know where the fuck Manny's not here. Chris ain't here. So I'm like, all right, these dudes will just, you know, show up when they show up.
Oh, okay. Well, it's perfect that we're here.
Check it out, Torrence. Logic wins. He's old school. He's been with me and you forever, right? Yep. You remember him. He says, Torrence looks younger every time I see him. How?
I made a deal with the devil. Black, you know what? Number one, black don't crack. Number two, I've been eating a very healthy diet. So I've been doing, you know, I'm 53 right now. People die. I just lost another friend. He died. He was 54 years old.
Oh no!
So when you guys get older, that ain't funny. Logic, that ain't funny. I did make a deal with it. No, but when you guys get older and your mind is 18, but your body's like 50 something, and you realize, hey, I got 25, 30 years max. I need to do things right. So I eat healthy. You know, I don't need as many carbs. I went to the gym tonight. Walked about a mile, went to the gym, lifted some weights. I was literally, all ready for the show. Everything's planned out. I'm sitting on my couch like I do every night, watching my YouTube shows, my fishing shows. And I'm like, oh, turn off the TV. It's time to go to bed. Right? And I looked at my clock. Oh, shit, it's 10:14. Oh, there's a podcast tonight.
So, hilarious, man. But yeah, Torrence, thanks for being on, man. It's going to be a wild one.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Yeah, you're saving me a rantosaurus.
Yeah, that's great, man. A couple of things before we start. A little story for the people, right? So shortly before CES, you and I talked, right, on the phone. And it's just funny, Torrence, because before that, it'd been like almost a year since we last talked. And it was like no time passed. It was like we just picked up. And then we saw each other again at CES. It's like no time has passed. Like, that tells you the level of friendship we have, you know?
I'm glad we saw each other at CES, because I was like,
that was epic.
I have to see Tony, and I randomly on my last day ran into a hip hop gamer. So
yeah, I ran into him too. Hip hop, yo, he's even more jacked now. You saw that?
Yeah. Well, he's not jacked. He's smaller. He's slimmed down. Because he was always jacked, but now he's super slim. And I'm like, don't be posting videos with some jacked up fucking Puma underwear, man. You can get some new underwear. All ruffly edges and shit. Get some good underwear before you posting that shit online.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, so I ran into Hip Hop out there. He was, you know, entertaining people at the AMD booth. You know,
yeah,
in his Hip Hop manner, man.
He entertains wherever he goes. I swear people thought that he was a celebrity when we were talking in the hallway at CES because everybody was walking by looking, smiling, and it's hilarious.
He walked with that swagger, man.
Is he a vegetarian now?
Is he? I heard he did change his diet or something.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy because, you know, he did eat. Yeah, a lot of the guys in this community eat garbage.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad to see people are changing their ways, man, because.
Like you said, man, they got him, man. When you get up there in age, man, you got to start taking shit into consideration.
Now, that's funny, man, because, you know, right now I'm at a point where I make enough money, you know, where I'm able to invest in shit. I'm like, yo, if I want to, like, live long enough to actually enjoy the fruits of my labor eventually, I need to start, you know, living better, too, because I've been just living like shit, you know? Like, I get exercise. That's not the problem. The problem is the eating, you know? It's like, it's very difficult. When I go into an office, I just have free food.
You
know? I'm like, shit. Yeah. It's just the wrong right there.
So what's that Darth Vader on your bed thing? It looks like it has a hole in its mouth. What is that for?
Well, Darth Vader's mask. No, it's, you know, the Echo Dot? Like, you could put that inside the Darth Vader and shit.
Well, it looks like it's about 1.5 to 2-inch wide hole. Circular hole. Well,
Darth Vader has that kind of opening, you know.
What are you using that for?
Yeah, you can't. It doesn't fit, man. If that's what you want.
Is there a body in your bed? Is there? You got a woman in your bed over there?
That's just the pillow.
Yeah.
That's just the pillow.
Tony, why are you coming to bed, baby?
Bitch, shut up. I put a podcast.
When are you coming to bed, baby?
You know. I got to, what is it, Tony? You guys are crazy. Anyway, let's get into it. So you already know what this podcast is going to be about. Nothing else happened in gaming this week except for one thing. We start talking about it on the weekend, and it hasn't stopped. As a matter of fact, it's escalated, this whole Xbox thing. So just to give you guys a quick rundown of the timeline of things, right? Earlier this year, I think it was like literally the first week of this year, we heard reports, rumors, nothing official, that Hi-Fi Rush was coming to Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, right? Xbox guys weren't happy about that. We're losing exclusives, blah, blah, blah. Then over the weekend, a bunch of other like rumors started circulating about how Starfield and Indiana Jones and all these other games might possibly be coming to PlayStation. Motherfuckers lost their mind. They're livid right now. And then what really sent it over the edge was, because it was just still reports coming from sources that were just questionable. Right. Then Tom Warren from The Verge comes out and goes, then he's like, oh, yeah, some of this shit may be true. Stay tuned. Jeff Grubb came out. He's like, yeah, man, something's going on behind the scenes. That's when shit went into overdrive. Right. The hardcore Xbox community. I'm being very careful with my words here. Not Xbox community. Xbox community on Twitter lost their shit. They felt betrayed. And these guys, Torrance, I'm not kidding. For the last week now. Every day they've been on, and I am not exaggerating, 7 to 12 hour long Twitter spaces just venting. Like they legit feel betrayed. I'm talking about, and I'm going to name names tonight too.
Talk about sell their Xbox.
Yeah, I'm talking about some claim to have done that.
Yeah,
claim to have sold their Xbox. So
okay.
So we got dudes like Tim Dog, Kid Smooth, Colt Eastman. A bunch of these hardcore Xbox guys losing their fucking shit. I said this on the Sunday show, right? And everybody enjoyed my little rant about this. The Xbox community has given me grief my entire career from the days when I was on Torrance's website. Shut the fucking plate. They've been giving me nothing. So I am savoring this shit. These same guys that have been coming after me, coming after my fans for over 10 years are now in tears, and I'm loving it. I know that's petty. I know that I should be above that, but I don't care. I'm glad these guys are suffering, right? And this is what happens when you tie your self-worth and personal identity to a fucking brand that doesn't care about you. You know, there's a couple other psychological things I want to get into, but Torrance, I know you've kind of been keeping up on this. Rhino Rigu's been sending you shit.
Yeah.
What is your take on this? And come at it from the perspective of that you've been seeing this for like over 10 years now.
I've been seeing. I thought they were done. I thought it's all done. And to not really be focused on the video game industry and hear about this, it's cracking me up. And we're talking about grown fucking men. Grown men. And my whole thing is, in my little analytical mind, okay, call me crazy, but me and Rikusen talked about this. I told him, I said, I've mentioned this in the past before. I said, in order for this console space to really work for everybody, Sony and Microsoft have to work together. And I said, the first thing that needs to happen is both platforms need crossplay. And you saw little things happening, like Sony being forced to put MLB on Xbox, and Microsoft buys Minecraft and continues to publish it on PlayStation, things like that. And then the whole Activision deal. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm like, I'm not gonna say this has always been like this, but the whole entire problem with consoles for years, for decades, is that you have to buy all the fucking consoles to play these fucking games. And that's what made the PC so appealing. Gotta buy an Xbox. Gotta buy a Dreamcast. Gotta buy a fucking PlayStation. Gotta buy a Nintendo, whatever. You know, we gotta keep buying all these consoles. It's a lot of money, and then you gotta buy games for those consoles, right? So when I heard that Microsoft was gonna be possibly publishing games on PlayStation, I'm like, that's great. That's the first step in there being one console for everybody. That's the first step in that direction. And I'm like, and I thought about it, I'm like, Microsoft's probably been planning this for a long time. It's probably part of their big plans, because they've always talked about don't need an Xbox. They want to be on as many devices as possible. You start off by buying the biggest third-party publishers, right? Buy the biggest third-party publishers. And when you buy the biggest third-party publishers, you start taking their biggest titles and publishing them on PlayStation. Like this whole Activision thing. I'm like, the best thing Microsoft can do if they get Call of Duty, publish it on PlayStation, because they'll sell 10 million copies. Every year, every game that comes out sells about 10 million, unless things have changed in the past couple of years. So what does that mean for Microsoft? More money. And if you're a fan of Microsoft, don't you want them to make more money? Don't you want them to keep making games? And you know, Tony, I've said this for years, consoles don't make money. Games do.
Games do, yeah.
Microsoft is embracing that.
Torrance, like, can I just...
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, like, some of us do feel that way.
Do feel what way?
Do feel like cool. I'm glad this is popping off.
Oh yeah,
this be a win for Microsoft. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I'm just saying, like, there are some people like it's the loud minority. But I just kind of wanted to remind, like, hey,
yeah. And I want to and Brett, I want to put a pin on that, because that's a good point I want to bring up a little bit later about the minority aspect of it. But go ahead, Torrance.
You mean the black folks?
Yeah. Black
folks. Yeah. Yo, man, why are you blaming the minorities?
No. I mean, just real quick, because again, I want to expand on it, but the point I want to make is, like, you got to understand something, right? What you're seeing right now on Twitter is not the regular Xbox fan that's not on social media doesn't even know this is going on.
Right.
The regular gamer doesn't even, this is only a loud minority on Twitter specifically.
Right.
And remember, only 6% of the Earth's population is even on Twitter. And the gaming part of it is even smaller than that. So I just want to break that clear.
It's a bunch of loud people. And for some reason, all these big websites keep writing about these loud. Stop writing about these people. You know, this is good fucking news. It's good news for Microsoft. It's good news for the gamers. Starfield on PlayStation. What? Hello? They already built the game for PlayStation. They already had it built. Why wouldn't they? You know? So all this stuff is like, it's more money. And another thing I've always said, I was like, Microsoft does not care how many consoles Sony is selling. Sony does not care how many consoles Microsoft is selling. The only thing those two companies care about are their profit margins. And if they're in the green and they're making money, they're successful. The only time your console sales hurt you is when you have to stop making consoles. Sega had arguably the best console launch in history, the best game lineup launch in history, one of the most badass, most coveted systems ever, and they couldn't sell them because the consumers didn't trust them.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? They stopped making consoles. I'll never forget that call. I'll never forget that email and that call. I said, because I didn't know, what's this? Ooh, what's that? What are they going to announce? We're going to stop making consoles. It was gut-wrenching, but that's because they weren't meeting their profit margins. They weren't selling enough consoles. People have been saying for years, you know, because Microsoft, the ratio between Microsoft and Sony has always been like, they've always sold like 50% less than Sony. But I'm like, but they're still making money, you know? And all this win generation, lose generation bullshit that's been going on. I'm like, Samsung and Apple don't do that. Samsung and Apple fans don't give a shit who won last year's generation, who won the next year's generation, who's selling more phones. Nobody gives a fuck. So I don't understand why this is still going on in the game space. It's mainly because most of these fanboys don't know anything about the business side of gaming. And I'm hoping that through all of this, that Microsoft and Sony at some point have a unified console, which they basically already do. Come on,
you know, hardware wise, yeah, they're
it's only a few lines of code.
Yeah.
You know, a few lines of code. They're the same hardware. Just make it so you can play either game, take a game and play it on any console, like most things, like fucking Blu-ray players, like most things out there. Just fucking do it. You can still publish software. You can still make money. You know, just do it. Stop making us choose. You know, that's old. That's the old way of thinking. You know, exclusive stop mattering last generation. They don't matter anymore. You're not going to sell more copies because of your exclusives. It's just not, that's not the case anymore. You're either a PlayStation fan or you're an Xbox fan. And these guys crying about it. And even the PlayStation fans are jumping. Here's the thing about the PlayStation fanboys. They're jumping for joy about this and cheering about it. I'm like, you guys are the motherfuckers that have been dissing all these games since the get-go. I haven't heard but shit talking about Starfield, mostly from PlayStation fans. And most of the guys that I know that are playing Starfield fucking love it. You know, you've always heard Xbox has no exclusives. They have no games. I don't care about Bethesda. Call of Duty sucks anyway. And now they're jumping for joy. This is the same loud voice that was saying all those other things. So they're all a bunch of fucked up nitwits.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you've seen, but like the, again, anecdotal Twitter experience, obviously.
Yeah.
The PlayStation guys that I'm seeing jumping for joy are not jumping for joy because of the games. Jumping right. for joy because they're enjoying seeing the Xbox guys cry. That's yeah. what they're well, enjoying.
Oh, that you know? That is very entertaining. I mean, I haven't been watching any. I haven't watched any.
Oh, it's been free entertainment all week, Torrance.
I know Kid Smooth was probably in tears.
Kid Smooth, yeah. He was like, fuck Xbox. Even his banner. Now, remember, he was Xbox is the best box, right?
Yeah.
Now his banner is literally fuck Xbox, right? And I'm, again, this guy's probably going to, you know, talk shit about me on Twitter. I don't care. This dude, Tim Dog, right? He is there like saying that he is surprised that he didn't get an email about this. Bro, just because you went to dinner with some of these executives, they invite you to these shows, doesn't mean that you're buddy-buddy with them. It's right. purely transactional, you know? Right. So, yeah, so yeah. But these He's guys. Yeah, and this is something Colin Moriarty brought out. Right. Yeah. I want to talk about it. And here's like, I don't like Colin Moriarty. I generally don't enjoy this dude, but he brought up a very good point about Xbox and other communities. Right. He basically said that the Xbox executives throughout years have fostered a parasocial relationship with the fans. Right. We're basically think about this. Sony and Nintendo are very distant with their fans. They don't really talk right. to them. They're right. like Mount Olympus far away. Xbox yeah. has brought in the fans like, hey, here's events for you guys. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong right. with that. The problem is the fans they've chosen to bring in. These the most toxic motherfuckers.
Yes. Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Again, guys like Tim Dog, guys like Kids Move, guys like Cold Eastman. The most toxic. Like if they brought in regular Xbox fans, there would be right. no issue. But they brought in the hardcore bots. Right. That make the company look bad. That make all gamers look bad.
Right,
so
right.
so these guys in their crazy minds, they think I am buddy buddy with these dudes. So when right. they see this twist happen, they feel betrayed. And that's why they're doing 12-hour shows. Do you motherfuckers not work?
Right. Like, right.
Do you not work? And like you said, Torrance, this isn't kids.
Right. These are grown men.
These are dudes our age.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
They have no stock in these companies. I'm like, and the whole time this is going on, I'm like, will you guys just turn off your fucking game console and go outside and get some fucking fresh air? Or even better, go get some fucking pussy. You guys need to get some ass.
I was about to say that. Either touch grass or touch pussy, please.
You got to get some ass because this is just, and Smooth's fucking married. If I was his wife, I'd be like,
he's married with kids. Dude, what? That's your dad, bro.
What the fuck is, I'd say, please tell me this is all an act. Please tell me this is all an act. Please tell me this is all an act for your internet friends and you're not seriously pissed off about this because you're not getting anything from me. You know, I just don't understand it. And it's like, and here's the flip side of the other thing.
Yeah.
You know damn well there's some regular, real deal PlayStation gamers out there that only have PlayStation that probably want to play Gears of War. There's probably some guys who own Xbox, real deal Xbox gamers, that probably want to play God of War, you know? But they can't because they only own one console. We need to get to that convergence point where everybody can play everything without having to buy multiple consoles. And I think we're slowly going there. We're slowly getting there. All Microsoft had to do is become third party. I would love to see a Game Pass on PlayStation, but I don't know if Sony's going to do that. But man, the money would be good for them. They should just fucking do it.
One thing that's coming out, again, reports, so take it how you will. Jeff Grubb was talking about how Microsoft is apparently considering releasing a modified version of Game Pass for PlayStation, right? And there's something I've kind of talked about before. Basically, the only way you could get Game Pass on PlayStation is if it only has Xbox exclusives. It wouldn't make any sense. Sony wouldn't want third-party games on this thing. It would undercut their profits. But I've also heard, and this is official, that Microsoft did want to get Game Pass on Sony.
Yeah.
And Sony laughed them out of the room. Like, fuck that. We don't want that shit.
But they'll come back
to it. They'll come back. Microsoft and Sony are not as divorced from one another as we think. Like, doesn't Sony use the fucking Azure cloud services?
Yes, and shit? Yes.
You know,
yes.
Doesn't Microsoft print their games on Blu-ray disc made by Sony? Yes. You know, so like, yeah, the ties are already kind of there. But the other thing you brought up, which I found interesting, we've talked about this on Throwdown many times too. It's like where the concept of instead of having like the PlayStation and Xbox consoles being completely separate, think of them, like you just said, as VCRs. Hey, here's one VCR. Here's another VCR. This one's Toshiba. This one's whatever. Yes. But they play the same movies. They play the same tapes. So
you saw what happened with HD DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Imagine if HDD was successful and Blu-ray was still successful and we had two different formats. It's never worked. Way before all this, you had the Betamax versus VHS. You know, you might not have been around then. I don't know if you were around during that time.
No, I wasn't around.
Sony had the Betamax, which was arguably
I know about Betamax, but that was before my time.
And then you had VHS. And so how did VHS win? They had all the porn.
Yeah, cheaper and had the porn,
Blu-ray had PlayStation. So you cannot have two different formats. You can't do it. Don't make your consumers choose. And consumers have been choosing consoles for fucking decades. And it's old and it's tired. We need to get away from that. I'll say that Nintendo's the exception with their little hybrid console. But with Microsoft and Sony with near identical hardware, come together and fucking make your shit compatible with each other. You can still have Xbox. You can still have PlayStation. Just make the shit fucking compatible and you guys will make a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
We talked about this at length a couple of episodes ago, talking about the business plan, business strategy with Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft is investing billions upon billions of dollars on all these third-party companies to make these games exclusive for Game Pass, and that business model we don't know if it's proven yet. It's something, it's uncharted territories in the gaming space. Microsoft is leading the way, but we talked about, you know, they tout engagements as opposed to, you know, we know a game is successful when we know the sales. Traditionally, you know, Call of Duty sold $10 million copies. It's a successful game. It probably did profits, but you know, Halo Infinite comes out, it's got 5 million engagements. We don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Right. It could have 5 million engagements in just that one day and then none the next, or it could have 10 the next or whatever. So this is a pivot. And so Torrance mentioned that this was already in the cards. Yeah, this is definitely always in the cards. This was always going to be a strategy if the Game Pass model wasn't self-sufficient, at least at this moment. And I think putting these games third party on PlayStation and Nintendo is sort of that realization. And yeah, I mean, as far as the whole banter online, it's been hilarious. I just, you know, I even see some of the Xbox influencers who are more less fanboy, but you know, still brand people for Xbox, being like, oh, this is going to hurt competition. But you know, yep, a couple of months ago, they were singing Kumbaya about Xbox Play Anywhere, kind of virtue signaling about how, oh, don't you want gamers to play all of the Xbox games? But they wanted it in one way, and they wanted it with the Trojan horse of Game Pass being on PlayStation and Nintendo. But that's not going to happen. So that's why people are losing their minds.
Well, here's the other thing, though, and this is what people aren't thinking about. So let's say you're one of these crazy Xbox kids. You're still getting your first-party games for free. When they come on PlayStation, mm-hmm. they got to pay $70 for them. Right. So there's that. I mean, you know, if you want something. But what did Game Pass? Didn't it make like $3 billion last year?
I don't recall, but it made some money for sure.
They said the last quarter that Xbox just recently passed, they have made the most money in their entire Xbox career or something like that. So we have to look into that. But it's interesting if that is the case. But this is going on, you know.
Yeah, Riku, what's your thoughts on this? I know you've been watching all the drama unfold as me, you know.
I actually have a bit of a different approach in regards to torrents and how I feel either things seem to be
look at Torrance's face
seem to be playing out in regards to how gamers move and how the companies move. And if there's one thing that you know, gamers have been saying for the Xbox side of things for basically two generations is that exclusives is basically what brings people to your console. You know, it's if you don't have exclusives for example, right now, where when Xbox started the whole their whole Play Anywhere advertisement, and they're talking about, oh yeah, you could play it on PC, you could play it on Xbox, you decide, you have the freedom to, right? The first thing a concerning amount of fans are going to say, I want to play this where it runs the best. And a decent amount of them will, you know, go out and get a PC. We've been seeing a rise in PC gaming year after year. They're going out and getting a PC, and they're playing all of their Xbox games over there, you know? So, like, obviously when you do that, you're to some degree undercutting the console sales that you get. And we already discussed, consoles don't make money. It's the software that makes the money, right? Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, it's like you're low-key kind of hurting yourself even more when you have this dedicated Xbox console, and sure, you have people that'll never move over to PC, but when you have a demographic that is enticed to not get your console and only get your games on PC, which there's a lot of sales on PC, like people, PC's cool, but there is a concerning amount of people over at PC that when your game comes out, and I have friends that do this, so you know, and anecdotal evidence, blah, blah, blah. Point is, there is a lot of PC gamers over there that don't give a fuck. They will pirate your game day one, right? So they're not supporting your game software-wise, and they already don't own an Xbox hardware-wise. So, like, for those specific people, you're not making a goddamn dime out of them, right? So I feel like a lot of this is, like, slowly but surely starting to showcase when you have companies like Nintendo, when they're like, you want to play Mario, you ain't playing that nowhere else except for on a Nintendo console. Yeah, we had that one iPhone Mario game, but outside of that, you better get a fucking Nintendo if you want to play Mario, right? And even with them combining their handheld and hardware console demographics into one, it doesn't change the fact that the Nintendo Switch is still creeping up behind the PlayStation 2 for being, what, the best console to sold ever now.
It'll like, surpass PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it's like right there. Like give it a few more months, or by the end of this year, and Nintendo Switch is going to be the best selling console of all time. So right,
yeah,
Nintendo's eating, right? And you know, every time a goddamn Pokemon game comes out, it outsells the last one. It doesn't even matter about fucking,
makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't even matter about the quality of and stability of their games, because if there's one thing Nintendo's always been about, it's about making sure that their games run fine when it comes out. Like Pokemon kind of ruined that. The latest Pokemon came out buggy as shit. Like, what the fuck? Nintendo doesn't usually do that. The point is, Nintendo don't give a fuck now, right? They could throw out a Pokemon and it'll sell like crazy. You know, that's the only place you can play Pokemon. Like, why do you think people are flipping out? Yeah, go ahead.
Power World, right?
I was just about to say that. Yeah, just, why do you think Power World is going crazy?
Because I don't want this to get lost in the world. First of all, hi, Manny.
Why, hello there.
Boy, man,
fucking Discord didn't give our boy the signal, man. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't get the bat signal, man. What's up with that?
What's up,
Torrance?
What's up, Manny?
Let's go.
It is old school, man. You already know. The thing I want to bring up. So the PS2 right now is currently sitting at 158 million units. So the Switch is, you need to do math for me, 139 million. So it's pretty fucking close. So it needs to sell 20 million more.
20 more million, yeah, it'll do it.
And do you think, you know what Nintendo could do, right? There could be some slick shit. Count the Nintendo Switch 2 sales for these sales, and then they're like, yeah, it's the best.
No, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do, for the first time since they launched, they're going to drop the price.
Especially with the rumors about a lot, you know, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but that's easy for them to move. Easy.
If they put out the price, yeah, I agree with you.
Drop the price, put a special color. They'll do something. You know, the Nintendo dudes are crazy. They'll buy it.
I don't
think
they are not going to drop no prices. They're going to leave that shit exactly the same way it was. And that's just going to be it. Because that's
no,
what Nintendo rarely drops their prices. They
oh yeah, no, that, that's what we're saying. Stuff. If but they, how long did
you've been
it take?
paying the same amount of money for that old ass piece of hardware for what? How many years?
Manny, we all know what's gonna happen. Like this year, more than any year prior, they're talking about the Switch's successor. First of all, if that shit ain't called the Super Switch, you done fucked up, Nintendo. That's first. Secondly, that's when you know when a device console platform gets its official price drop is when the next one comes out.
Yeah.
How much of a price drop? It'd be a couple dollars, you know, Nintendo, but it'll get some type of price drop when the new one is here. And that doesn't change the fact that Nintendo consoles, even though they're not the current console anymore, they still sell like fucking hotcakes, you know? So yeah, when they do that price drop and all of the people that, you know, love to get the latest Nintendo console, they'll get the new one. But all of the people that's been, you know, which there's still a decent amount of people that still don't have a Switch or they like to get the new and shiny Switch, they'll get it when the price drop comes. So I agree with y'all. Yeah, no, it'll definitely surpass the PS2.
And it won't even be part of the conversation. It'll always be PS5 and Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
They won't even talk about the Switch.
Going back to my original point. Yeah. My original point is people come to Nintendo not to play third party games, right? Yeah. They go to there for Pokemon, the Zeldas, the Marios, you know, that's what they go there for. And to a lesser degree, same thing applies with, you know, PlayStation. They go there for those type of things too, and you know they'll play their third parties there. Some will play it on Xbox, blah blah blah. My point is, you know, from a software standpoint, Microsoft and Xbox, they really have been trying to find an alternative way to pull people in that isn't with exclusive software on their hardware console platform. Right, so because they have exclusives, but it's like, okay, you can play it on PC and whatnot. So when you're talking to a PlayStation or a Nintendo guy, you're like, well, I'm not going to get an Xbox. I have a PC right here, right? So it's like they undercut themselves going that path.
So if you take out the small amount of people that are actually hacking their games and the stuff that Microsoft's doing right now, you can't really pirate their games unless it's like the Steam version of the game. You can't pirate the Game Pass version of the game because you have to have an account to use it, period. And so there is a small percentage of people that are still pirating PC games. But the fact of the matter is Microsoft is getting paid a fee, even from those PC guys, to play those games on Game Pass on PC monthly. Here you go. Here's that $10, $15 or whatever. You multiply that times a gabillion and they're making a fucking ton of money. That's how they made so much money off Game Pass.
I know they're making money off of Game Pass,
right?
From Microsoft's point of view, I think that with the amount of money that they're making right now, they probably feel like there's no point of having a Xbox console option moving forward. Like they're already making, like you said, they're already making money hand over fist.
Ah, I have something for you.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
They're already in plans to release another Xbox.
Yeah, that already
heard about that.
That was actually from a leak. During the whole Microsoft versus Activision deal, somebody fucked up and they released all these documents. And we got to see
And it's a diskless Series X.
Yeah, pretty much. Not surprising. That's where everything's going, you know?
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Digital. Yeah, it's not at all. I mean, think about it like this, right? Remember when the PSP Go came out, everybody was pissed
to
play UMDs. Now, when the Steam Deck came out, nobody gave a fuck that doesn't play anything physical. No one cares.
Right. That's the model.
Well, I mean, the precedence is that there was no physical games on that anyway. The problem with the PSP Go is not the fact that it didn't play physical discs, is you couldn't transfer over
your
purchases from the previous thing. So Sony didn't keep any sort of track of what things that you've been putting inside of your thing. You couldn't log in it. But that's a weird thing because they like they could have easily created a format where like, okay, you do your disc, you set it up. And then you can set up whatever disc. But then again, like, what about the used market and all the other silliness, right? You could just stick a thing in there and get a free game. But, like, yeah, like, I think that's the whole reason. Like, making the Sony didn't think enough to make the transition easy.
If you could
transfer all of your purchases over from your PSP, if you had a bunch of discs, kind of like the way Microsoft right now, you have a bunch of your old discs, you stick it inside the new console, and you get whatever game that they have available on their thing. Even Sony doesn't even do that shit.
That's true. Yeah,
they make you go out and buy all your old games. They won't even give you a gimme. Be like, yo, I got this old copy of Metal Gear Solid 4. Stick that in a PlayStation 5. Oh, wow, look, I can play the
new graphics.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. With that remastering engine.
Yeah, right. Where's that at?
Oh, God.
Yeah, by the way, did you see Hip Hop's tweets about this?
No.
He said that he's been saying this for years, that Starfield and shit is coming to PlayStation. He's the one that broke the story that nobody's crediting him for it.
Oh jeez. Does someone need to remind him that we're still waiting on that remaster engine? Like, man, he's like, bro, we're still gonna hold that over you.
Just right here, I'm enjoying it. I love it, man. It's great.
But no, the other day, I forgot what website it was. I think it was Xbox Era. They were reporting on it, and Hip Hop Gamer quoted them all in caps. Obviously, I was the one that broke the story. You got to credit me. You know, the usual thing. He did say that, to his credit. He did say that years ago, but. You know,
a lot of people said that, though.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, it's not officially a break if it's you're just speculation.
Right.
You're speculating on something.
No, it's but not, Manny, remember when Starfield was kind of first announced, or not even first announced, first commercialized, we kind of knew it was supposed to come to PlayStation because the whole deal didn't happen yet. You know?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Because this acquisition happened before they had made any sort of official announcements, they just said, all right, being that we didn't say it was coming to a PlayStation, we just said it was in development, we could just chop off one end and be like, all right, here you go. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, continue. Just hip hop, you know, hip hop being hip hop, obviously.
Yeah.
The point Torrance was making, the next console not having a disc drive, that I'm not surprised at all. Even PlayStation right now, the Slim is like, hey, you get an option now, you know?
And aren't you shipping the option. TVs which, now?
Who's by shipping the way, TVs? Who, Torrance?
With Xbox in it. Game Pass, yeah.
Yeah, Samsung has some TVs
Samsung
with Samsung.
Has
Samsung, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, the way they actually did that add-on disc thing, it's actually kind of cool. Like, you can actually have, like, multiple, like, disc drives, attributed to your drive. And if you stick it into another one, like, let's say, I don't know, for the sake of conversation, you want to bring your Blu-ray over to little Johnny's house to watch some Avengers or something like that. You can literally stick it into the console and it automatically, it'll automatically pick it up.
Yeah, then you could show little Johnny what a Blu-ray disc is because he probably doesn't know what it is. Torrance, I got a quick story for you, man. Not to derail the conversation. So my youngest niece is like 5 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Every time she comes over, she looks at my Blu-ray disc and asks me, what are those? In my head, I'm thinking, oh, it's a little kid asking obvious questions they know the answers to. Then I thought, wait, she doesn't know what those are. Right, her mom doesn't have physical anything. She literally doesn't know what a movie is. So next time she comes over, I'm going to take one of those, take it out, look at the disc. We're going to put it in there. You know, like I was like, oh, shit, she doesn't know. You know, there's a whole
we're in an era where there's literally people that grew up without actually buying a movie or using a disc drive, which is crazy.
Or she probably goes to Target and walks by all those discs. I'm like, what are those
things? Even Target is sort of cut all that stuff down recently.
Yeah, so no, you're
Best
right.
Best Buy did.
We got one section. Probably think it's a bunch of books because they're book sized, right?
Yeah, but even books, like, do kids even know what books are anymore? You know, I don't know.
Funny thing is, the book section is bigger than the DVD section. Oh, wait, they do manga.
They read manga. Yeah. Yeah, they know what books are.
You know,
there's a bigger manga section than there is an American comic section.
Yeah, because American comic books are fucking trash now. Have you seen the shit that, man, you know the shit they do. Anyway, let's not derail the conversation anymore. Disc-less, I love that name, by the way. Consoles, that's going to happen for sure. You know.
By the way, real quick, I do mean to interject. Shout out to Mob Hits for subscribing and the for bits, the bits.
You know, make it rain, man.
You guys are on Twitch too, aren't you?
Yes, we're on Twitch.
We're everywhere, actually, yo.
Torrance, we're back on YouTube. We've been just Twitch, but now we're back on YouTube since Twitch kind of relaxed the rules a little bit about it being affiliates. Because before you couldn't stream on other platforms simultaneously. Now you can.
Yep.
You know? So we are back on YouTube, baby. You know,
for those of Throwdown fans who are still holding out,
yeah, right,
on YouTube.
I like looking at the comments live.
Yeah, look at Kuel, man. He showed up because Torrance is here. You know
that boy Kuel. Oh yeah, man, Kuel, man. Heard that name in a long time.
You know, like the biggest thing about like Microsoft is, again, like we all know this. Microsoft's strongest suit is software. They only kind of got into the gaming division because of what, you know, because of stuff with Sony. But if you notice, I think at some point it's really going to be like cutting all of that stuff out. And then you go to them to get your stuff, you know, like just, you know, you get your deal, your downloadable content and all of your things. So I think it's just all really them cutting the fat on all of that stuff. You know?
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
And just having it as many places as many platforms as they can get it on. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, definitely it's coming up. But, you know, all the big rumors that are coming that have been smashing the internet for the last weekend, you know.
Yeah. Again, go ahead, Torrance.
It's just funny because you hear all this stuff and all this bad talk about console sales and all this stuff. I'm like, Microsoft is still here.
Yeah,
Sega's gone. Microsoft is still here. Think about that.
They're not, by the way,
to be fair, though, Xbox has Microsoft money behind them.
Yeah,
you know? But remember, the whole gaming division
for Microsoft is a side hustle. They could literally drop the Xbox division now and not even be worse for wear.
They could literally drop Xbox and just call it Microsoft Games, right? Drop all.
Oh,
the, drop
that's all caused the controversy stuff. Too.
If you they saw could literally Twitter. Drop the whole Xbox. They could because there's some. You could drop the whole Xbox and you just call it Game Pass, and then you just have the Xbox.
What do you mean, Microsoft Game Pass? It's Xbox.
But I mean, like, but the thing about it is like, you know, what if there's, you know, what if the future of Xbox is there is no box? The name doesn't make any fucking sense.
They'll just start calling it X.
You know why it's called the Xbox, right?
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah, direct Xbox. Go ahead, Brett.
So why is it that everybody assumes that just because they may like be streaming on everything else, they wouldn't bother to make their own console? Like, there's been plans for it. Why would they not make their own console? Even if they lost money on it, like consoles have done.
Does Netflix make a Netflix device?
No, they're on everybody else's device.
Does Disney Plus make a Disney Plus device? No.
Well, none of these other. Could argue that.
Or yeah, whatever. I mean, like, think about it. It's like if they, again, if they decided to wipe the dance floor, they still have everything they need. Like, even if they decided to, you know, again, like, what if it was just the streaming platform, not the Street Fighter Boy, but the at Game Pass, if that was the Xbox division or that's the game division, no, and then they continue to put PC games out, what does it matter what they exist on?
Brett, go on, because I think you're bringing up a good point here. It's like, you could still release games on other platforms and still have your own machine.
Yeah,
Steam has their own thing, you know.
Anyway, I mean, it's like having a videotape machine, right?
Yeah, I know. Sony
made a DVD player. They made their own DVDs through, Columbia Pictures. So that could be the future of Xbox as well.
Yeah.
Sony
the games.
Go ahead, Brett.
Sony made DVDs a platform by having a Sony DVD device that they put in your room.
But previously they didn't have that before. That was
blue. No, but previously they weren't trying to launch. Like, that's how they launched a DVD format, and that's how Microsoft is going to launch a gaming format. They're still going to have it. It's
the
box.
The later format, not the DVD format. That's Blu-ray. They were responsible for, not the other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, sorry. Like, Sony won the DVD format by putting out a box that hosted that DVD format. Same as Microsoft is trying to put out, trying to gain traction and releasing a new kind of gaming platform, but they're still going to have the box that it's attached to, at least for a while.
That's what it sounds like they're planning to do. That's this whole discless, I keep saying, almost saying dickless. This whole discless Series X that's the future. You know, that's going to be their box. And let's be real, let's keep it 100 here. I don't know if you guys have thought about this. Consoles aren't going to get more powerful than they are now. There's absolutely no reason for it. We are now at the point of diminishing returns. Consoles don't need to get more powerful. I could see them maybe adding a little bit more memory or whatever. They don't really need to be more powerful.
Torrance,
they don't.
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that they don't need to or they can't?
They don't need to because the developers aren't even utilizing the power that's in the systems now. And I don't want to make this a whole Spider-Man 2 thing, but you know me when it comes to graphics. I'm not really a graphics whore, but when I saw Spider-Man 2 on the PS5, I was like, what the fuck have you done, Sony? What is this garbage? It looked like a PS fucking 4 game. I couldn't believe it. It looked like almost like a PS3 game. Like, what happened to this
game? I personally think Horizon Forbidden West still looks better than it. And that's a PS4.
Oh, cross-gen game? Yes, yeah. It looked better than that.
I mean, to be fair, that's Guerrilla Games and their Decima engine. That Decima engine is undefeated.
What happened with So when I saw Spider-Man 2, I was like, yeah. And, you know, and some of the fumbles, Xbox had like the crackdown and everything. Their focus is not graphics anymore. And even if it was, these developers aren't utilizing these powerful systems that we have anymore. They're not even tapping into them at all. They're just not. At the most, we might see some more RAM, some better ray tracing. They're just not doing it.
Yeah, we're not going to see PS5 be used potential until it's crossplay with PS6.
So Torrance, do you laugh at the idea? Because remember, the rumor is now that PS5 Pro is coming this year.
PS5 Pro, baby.
Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money. If you have a PS5 and you buy a PS5 Pro, I'm saying this, and you know I don't care what people do with the money, you're wasting your money. Because you haven't even really done shit with the PS5.
But Tor, my money, my choice.
No, you can buy it. You can buy it. You can go ahead and buy a PS5 Pro, but you have to understand what you're getting for that money. And you're not really getting, you're not going to get much.
Nope.
You're not
going to get much. What did they say? Negligible.
The thing about it's sort of like the PlayStation 4 situation, right? You know, going to their pro version. Was it really that much of a thing, to be honest? Like, with a slight, you know, hey, look, finally the games that they said were going to run in 60 frames per second at 1080p are now actually running at 60 frames per second at a 1080p.
Yeah, no, I know some of my Sony Pony friends, they were trying to make me feel bad when I didn't get a PS4 Pro when the PS4 came out. They're like, man, you missing out, man. This is night and day, bro.
I rocked that old half, you know, shiny half matte PlayStation 4 all the way up until the end.
Damn but straight. Yeah.
It's still hooked up.
So, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know. And I know you guys have probably already talked about this. Can somebody please tell me why we are redoing Last of Us 2 again.
Because it's what's happening in the zeitgeist right now. Because
oh, the we stupid got a TV Last show, of Us yeah.
season. We got a Last of Us season.
But you two, got the regular series. Version and you got the 60 frame version. Why do
they
we
could need have literally?
Oh, I can answer this question. I can answer this question because Sony knows these fans are going to buy the fucking game. They did this with the original one. Remember, the original game came out in 2013, 2014. They had the remaster. It's the same thing. But they just took a little bit longer.
They could have released a substantial like update to it and just called it a day. But they
like the online play that they canceled.
they could have done some dudes losing their minds over that, man. The ponies.
They could have done something like that. They could have like literally like, okay, yeah, now everything's run super well. They have replaced all the models. Like, here's the thing. Like, what they did for the remaster, it's not officially a remaster. It's more of an idea of, hey, look, now we get to use those higher resolution assets that we author already.
Mm-hmm,
that's right. Pretty much it.
And Sony doesn't want you recording it. I'm like, Sony, this is the third iteration of this, and you don't want me recording it. What's the secret here? I couldn't believe that.
The CS. I saw it.
I was like, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's not even it's a new game.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
I love the edit that you did there of the face of Yorn.
I was like, you gotta be. They went made an effort, sir. We can't record this. Why? I have the game at home. Why can't I record it? I don't understand. But yeah, the consoles aren't really going to get more powerful. And I think it's that time. It's that time where Sony and Microsoft just need to fucking work together. They should. You know what they should do? Sony and Microsoft should work together so that they can keep up with Nintendo.
Oh, shit. That's a bold statement.
I don't know about keeping up with Nintendo. They got, like, I think they have their own things. Like Nintendo has essentially a cult already, and they'll buy anything that they put out. So I mean, like, it's a little bit different, you know. I hate to say
blue ocean, different fan bases, you know, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a not only that
fan base on that.
Not only that, but Nintendo makes a boatload of money just off of pure game sales, but it doesn't compete with Xbox and Sony when it comes to microtransactions.
Right. Yeah. Nintendo has their problems. You know, their online still sucks, I heard.
Their online still sucks.
They still got friend codes.
Oh, yeah. We all know the one thing we are irked about Nintendo in regards to supporting their classic games and whatnot. You saw what they did when they tried to bring back the Super Mario Sunshines and the to their store. They're like, oh yeah, we threw Super Mario Sunshine on the store. If you want to get it now, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to take this off of the store in like 2 months. So we have limited copy. They tried to advertise a digital version of the game. Like, there's, you know, they have a limited on it. And I was just like, what the fuck?
It's going back in the vault. It's like Disney.
The Disney vault. They got a Nintendo vault over there for digital games. Like, Nintendo out here just screwing you guys on certain things.
But the thing about it is that you create that. Nintendo's all about creating that artificial scarcity.
Yeah.
That's the back end of their subscription service. It's all artificial scarcity because all those games get all pulled off and then they swap out a whole new batch of them.
You can't tell Nintendo nothing, bro.
No,
you can't tell them nothing.
And the thing is that, like, it's definitely like, you know, like controlling a river, right? You know, you have, they put up the walls and stuff like that, and they guide all the Nintendo fans down the river, and they don't see on what's on going on the other side or the different routes they can take because it's always down the same
way. No, I agree with you. And that goes back into what Tony was saying. Like, Nintendo, definitely out of the three of them, keeps their fan base further than just arm's length.
Further
than that, because you can even show some cracks into that notion when it comes to PlayStation. You have people like Shuhei Yoshida, where, you know, they have pictures of Shuhei and his family meeting Colin and Greg with the faces and selfies. So, like,
PlayStation experience, remember, that was a thing for a little bit. So yeah, Sony has dabbled in that. It's like, hey, we're gonna be more like, you know, what we're gonna reach out to the fans more. They have issues, mm-hmm. but obviously when Jim Ryan came on, they're like, fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Jim Ryan was like, fuck all you niggas, bro. Get the fuck up out of here. No more PlayStation experience. You want to experience something? Experience this dick in your mouth. Like, crazy. That man was wild.
It's The Last of Us again, motherfucker. Exactly. You're going to love it.
You guys touched on something earlier about how Sony and Nintendo are with their fans versus Microsoft.
Yeah.
Sony and Nintendo are Japanese companies.
Mm-hmm. That was not lost on me. They're Japanese companies. They have
a different state of affairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Again, Sony tried to dabble with that. Then at the end, they're like, nah, fuck that shit. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you bring that up again, because that's the thing. It's like, we are not saying that Sony and Nintendo don't have their toxic fans. They absolutely do. But the company itself is not egging those people on. Xbox, Aaron Greenberg, come on now. That guy is like king of the fanboys. He's always been egging them on. Like, oh, look at our sales. Look at this. Look how we're killing them. You know, like, he said shit like this for years.
They give Phil Spencer a name, Uncle Phil and
yeah,
shit.
I
have to disagree with you, Tony.
Yeah, what's up?
Sony did egg their ravenous fans on. Remember after the Xbox One was announced and they did the... This is how you share games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's little instances like that, but I'm talking about
Microsoft left themselves open for that.
Oh, I know they did. Yeah. But Sony's dabbled in a little bit of that fanboy stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. They've dabbled in that. And then, you know, although that was still not as big of a mic drop as, like, you know, the very first E3 fucking Sega comes out. They reveal the Saturn. Like, yeah, this is going to be the greatest shit ever. God. Sony comes on right after my man gets on stage. $299 walks right the fuck off. Killed Sega right there. One word.
Sega. Let me tell you something. That Sega Saturn, as much as I love that system, they fumbled so much.
Yeah.
With that Sega Saturn, that's what killed the Dreamcast.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was a number of things. Like, you know, I hate to do this, but I was actually literally watching a video about this again. I don't know why I do this to myself. I watch these Sega history videos. I get sad reliving
it. Because I lived it.
You know,
hey, Tony, that's gonna be these Xbox niggas in the future.
No, but it's like you had the Sega CD. It was great, but it didn't do very well. The fucking 32X was a disaster. The Saturn came out. How are you going to have a system with two CPUs and two GPUs? It's fucking crazy. You know, so by the time the Dreamcast came out, like you said, Torrance, fantastic system. Everybody lost trust in Sega at that
point. Yeah.
Nobody cared anymore.
Also, not to mention that the biggest one on the Dreamcast is that the Dreamcast itself did not, as opposed to the Sega Saturn, in Japan, the Saturn did well, the Dreamcast didn't, where it was opposite in the United States. And the thing about it is they didn't think enough to essentially push it in the States to keep it alive longer than what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was doing shitty in Japan, they just sort of dropped all support. All the different companies said, no, we're not doing this. It was doing well everywhere else except for that one little island. You couldn't go push a little bit more resource into the West to get that thing to go up a little bit.
Oh man!
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But no, Riku, you're right. That's going to be the Xbox guys. Like, they're going to be feeling the way I am about Sega. You
they're going to have a whole bunch of videos on YouTube.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though. When Sega, you know, died, and I was very upset, and I even said, like, I'm done with gaming. I was still a young man. I didn't have a family and wife and kids like these motherfuckers. You know,
they're gonna be 60 and 70 drinking a vodka.
Yeah, when that shit happened, I was still a young guy, man. I was hardcore. Say, if Twitter was like existed back then, I would have been like those Xbox guys on Twitter talking shit the whole time about Sony, talking mad shit about Sony. I would have been back in the day. I still don't like tech until this day because I'm like, fuck that. It's not a Virtua Fighter. I still have that mentality.
And the hilarious thing is quite a bit of people who created your beloved Virtua Fighter created Tekken.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think Harada's a great guy, you know, personally.
I also heard earlier today, a few of the people that made Dead or Alive helped on Tekken 8 as well. So they all over there with the making sure Tekken is.
Wasn't Tekken. Didn't Itagaki, well, that was his.
Itagaki, right? Yeah, he did Dead or Alive. Yeah.
Dude, that was what's the word I'm looking for? Renaissance, the 3D fighting renaissance. Because you go to the arcade, you see Virtua Fighter, and you're like, holy shit, they're 3D. You can hit fists and everything. And then the consoles came out, and you're like, holy shit, Virtua Fighter, what the fuck is Toshinden? And you're like,
yes.
And then you're like, oh, Tekken, that was the competition for Virtua Fighter. And then it was just like, and then Dead or Alive, and it's just like, oh shit, this is fucking insane. And you're going crazy over all these fighting games. And now it's dead.
Actually, I disagree. Well, fighting games are actually bigger now than they've ever been. Actually,
no, and they are.
It's sort of rejiggered itself. Like a lot, definitely a lot of it is a lot more about the enthusiasts of fighting games,
right?
So a lot of the game, a lot of the games have sort of tilted sort of in that direction. You know, where it's like, oh, it's about frame counting and all that, all the other silly shit.
Yeah, but again, back in the day, they weren't showing this shit on like ESPN. They had Street Fighter, you know, at ESPN and shit. Like, this shit is big now. And I heard that with Evo, remember, Evo went from being in like little hotels and shit. Now it's actually in the main Las Vegas arena. Like, fighting games are actually bigger now than they were even back in our golden age of fighting games.
Back in the golden age, fighting games sold systems.
They don't sell systems. I agree with you. So
that's the difference.
Yeah, that big difference there. But obviously, it's like the fighting game community is bigger. But you're right, fighting games themselves, even though they still sell really well, fucking Mortal Kombat selling like 15 million copies. So that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, you know? they're selling good. Like, but again, it's like, you know, I think it's that I would say that. Then there was a lot more options. You know, you had a lot more companies making games. Where now it's like, you know, it's like, hey, it's mid. No, I want to say Midway. It's Warner Brothers. You know, it's NetherRealms. It's, you know,
Capcom,
Namco, and it's Capcom, and then, you know, Arc System Works, and that's about it.
Yeah, you're right. There was a lot more. They don't have, you know, like. Remember, I love Primal Rage. Remember that shit with the dinosaurs?
Yeah,
you know, and then wacky shit like Balls 3D.
I have bad memories about that because when Primal Rage first came out at E3, they first brought it to E3, and you look and say, oh my god, it looks like clay animation. How did they do this? That was the same year that they let the public come into E3, and I could not get on that fucking game to play because all those fucking kids.
Oh, man.
They tried that out. They tried it out then, too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They let the public come in on a Saturday, and I'm sitting there waiting in line to play Primal Rage because there's fucking consumers at E3. I was like, you motherfuckers.
You date yourself, man.
I was pissed. I was like, you can't, excuse me, you can't just continue and play another game. You have to let somebody else come in and play now. Okay, I know there's no quarters, but you got to go to the back of the line, let somebody else play. Oh, shit drove me crazy. They were getting all the shirts. You couldn't get to meetings with people because of these huge crowds. Throw me a shirt. I'm like, they better never do this fucking shit again. The companies hated it.
You know, what's funny is Manny, everything that Torrance is saying happened to us in 2016 when they let the public in again. Couldn't get the fucking meetings. They're taking up all the space and shit. It was all fucking annoying.
Swag.
Yeah. I don't care about swag. I don't want to carry that shit back home.
The progenitor program where they gave all the different people who had show floor spots like a certain amount of free tickets to let people
in. Yeah.
And now, you know what? I call them out. I don't give a fuck anymore. Whatever. Okay, I had an appointment with Activision. An appointment, right, at their booth. I go there and I'm playing the game. I think it was some fucking Spyro game or something. And then they told me, remember, I had an appointment. I'm a fucking journalist. They're like, oh, we got to give other people a chance to play. And it was just fucking normies. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, you're going to let normies. I'm here to report out your fucking game. And you know what? And out of spite, I'd report anybody, any of the fucking games out here. Fuck that. You're going to kick me out for some fucking normie? Really? You know, I'm here to do a job.
Some no-name nigga.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't report on any of those fun games I played. You know, I was like, fuck that shit.
That's some Kotaku shit right there. That's the stuff that they pull. We ain't covering you.
Yeah, because they kicked me out. I had an appointment, you know? Fuck that shit. What's the other point I wanted to bring up? As I'll say now, but I did tell the story on Throwdown before, but I didn't say the name of the company. But now I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm not in the game industry anymore. It's beautiful. You know, being a tech journalist is the best thing I ever did.
I thought I'd never hear it. It's glorious.
Yeah,
it's so glorious. You know, to plant these seeds years ago and watch them grow. Yeah, put a little water on it. Here we go.
Ten years ago, you know what's funny? It's kind of related story. This happened like 2019 and shit. Our boy David Jagano works at Upload VR and a couple other places. He said like, "Oh, I'm officially leaving the game industry to work on this," and I felt jealous, not because of the job he got, but because he got to leave the game industry.
He was, you know, David Singh was always like VR, and
he's still doing that too.
He was in multiple places. He wrote for Playboy.
Yeah, no, David's a hustler, man. Shout out to him. He's all over the place. He's actually doing apps now for the Vision Pro, the Apple Vision Pro. I've been talking to him about that. We're going to get some stuff. By the way, I tried that headset. Yo, okay. And you know me, I don't really like VR headsets. This shit is legit, man, because you don't have to use fucking controllers. It's all with your hands, and eye tracking is legit, you know? Torrance, that's where my passion is now, man.
Yeah.
Tech.
I'm
more excited to review gaming tech than I am the actual games. I've done that shit already. I've reviewed a million fucking games.
How many times can you review a fighting game or first person shooter? You've done one, you've done it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's 60 frames a second, and you run forward through the hallway and you kill people, and I give it a 7. I mean, how many times can you do that? It'll drive you fucking crazy. Tech is like, it's different every time. Like,
it is. There's always a story. Yeah.
What the fuck is this? You know, you get weird shit. You get tech, and you discover and you write about it. I'm like, oh, this is cool, and it's different. It keeps you going. Keeps your mind going.
Yeah. I'm good. HoloLens did it first. Yes, we know Coel, but Apple did it better. This is what Apple does. They take shit that already exists and just make it better. You know, they don't invent anything.
They take shit that already exists and turn it white.
Yeah, but HoloLens never even got released.
It never did it?
No, everything that HoloLens was going to do, the Apple device is doing. And HoloLens never got released. And I wanted it because I wanted to sit in my own personal movie theater and everything.
You could do that now.
You can do that with Vision Pro. And I'm I'm not giving Apple my money. I'm not going to do it. Somebody else, please release something. Please, I'm not giving them my money. Yeah. So I don't want to give them my money. Can't stand that company.
Other people, you know, do it for sure.
Nah, man, Torrance, all you need to do is just walk around and Boston a couple, man. You see one of those idiots walking around like looking around with those stupid
I haven't seen anybody in real life. That'd be hilarious, man. Now I forgot what the fuck. I got completely derailed the conversation, but this is what happens when Torrance is around. We just have fun talking, you know?
Oh, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Because I do my fishing now. So hip hop, when we talked at the show, you said, you're going to be around for PAX East in Boston? I'm like, I don't do PAX no more. I'm going to be at a fishing tournament. Like, I don't do that shit no more. I don't go to those gaming conventions anymore. There is nothing I want to see at a gaming convention ever again for the rest of my life. I don't care.
I mean, I went to my first PAX like last year or the year before. It was interesting to, I went to PAX West. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to see all of it. But,
you can't impress me anymore. You can't impress me anymore.
You know what was impressive though, Torrance? Like, you know what did impress me? CES, man.
Yeah.
Everything I've heard about CES was true, and it was glorious.
Yeah.
You know, it was great. The only thing I regret is that I didn't have enough time on the actual show floor. Like, I only had one appointment. By the way, Torrance, that story you told with Razor was fucking awesome, man. You okay sharing that live or go ahead, tell this story. This is such a good story.
So I go to Razor's booth. So I didn't have an appointment with Razor, but the booth is right there. Razor always makes cool shit. So I'm like, let me go and see if I can get an appointment, get some contacts. So I'm going over and I'm talking to the girl. I'm like, yeah, I don't have an appointment, but I'm writing for the coalition, and I just want to get just a run around and see what you guys have. And she's like, well, I don't know. She's looking at all of Torrance Davis doesn't need an appointment. I'm like, what? So I turned to my left, and who is it with a full fucking mountain beard Will Powers.
Yes.
Wow. Remember Will Powers?
Yes.
It's like Will Powers is the PR manager for fucking Razor now.
Yep.
So he's like, I'll take him around. So he took me around and showed me everything. I was just like blown away because I hadn't seen Will in over 10 years. Mm. Over 10 years.
My man remembers.
He
remembers.
And I had my mask on. I'm like, how did you even know it was me? There's not many 6'3" black men that are in this space. I was like, okay, you got me. But yeah, it was just really cool to see him. And I'm like, I can't. I'm like, he really came a long way. I mean, he's the PR guy at Razor.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, no, so
shout out to him, man. That's such a great story. I'd love to, like, Torrance Davis as a need. Damn that, right. He knows, man. He remembers, man.
It was great. You know? It was great.
That reminds me of every time we run into Malik. It's like, all right, he remembers us, man. Yep. Like, Malik is like the biggest, highest stature dude, but he still remembers the old school.
I like
where there's one point where we're like, he's like, you know, we're talking to him a little bit, and he's like, yo. We'll talk about that later. I'm here. We go over there and we talk.
It was funny. Yeah, I remember what it was like. We bumped into him at the JW, right? You know, at E3, and we're talking and stuff. And you could still tell he was still in like official mode. So he's talking like that, like you know, he's talking to white people and shit. And then I said something about Microsoft, and then the switch happens. Like, all right. We all going back to the hotel room right now. We got to keep it real right now. So it was us and his entire entourage. And then we just had fun for like an hour or two.
Just hanging out in his room.
You know? He did a presentation. He was on stage doing like all this shit. He's all dressed up and shit. But as soon as I said something, it clicked. I'm like, yo, okay, that's it. Drop this act.
Yeah, because
let's
go
upstairs. We're chilling right now.
Because he was working the Sony thing.
Yeah, he was.
Right?
That was him.
Yeah, he's like, he's a broadcaster now.
Yeah. Shout out to him, man. But yeah, Will Powers, that's my dude. I've been working with him for over 10 years now. He's top drawing. He was a Deep Silver. He was a couple other places, but he's my main dude. And the girl you were talking to was a redhead girl by any chance? That's Paige. That's my
homegirl. I can't remember.
But I'll tell you this, man. It's crazy because, like, you know, I've been in the tech game for like 2.5 years, man. And like some of these booths I go to, I got the king's welcome, man. It's awesome, you know. Especially Razor, you know,
they treat you really, really well. When I went to that fucking uproar,
I mean, his thing, like, even like I would have to say, like, a lot of the technology folks, they will, like, especially even at E3, they're all pretty, you know, pretty good.
Yeah, like, I've never had a bad experience with gaming PR. I want to make that clear. I've actually never had really bad experience with any PR, but there's something just slightly different about tech PR. And this is something I was talking to one of my colleagues with today. Very interesting, right? A lot of the people that he's known for like over 10 years are still in the same positions. You know, so I'm like, you notice with gaming PR, there's a turnaround. Every 5 years, they kind of cycle new people. Meanwhile, I know this one guy from Lenovo, Jeff. This motherfucker's been doing this for like 25 years.
Yeah,
you know,
what's his last name?
Jeff LeWitt. You know him?
I may have.
Yeah, you probably do. Like,
I used to go to all the.
He's
I used to go
been working on, there for 20 years. You probably talked to him.
I used to go to all their parties. Lenovo used to have the best
Lenovo,
CES parties.
Lenovo is one of my favorite.
The best CES parties. But the tech space is just like that. When I went to the uproar event at CES, I don't know these people from Jump. They got my name off the list. I walk in, they all acted like they knew me. It was so weird. Oh, Torrance, how you doing? You want some coffee? Blah, blah, blah. It was great. They just tech people just treat you great.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because there's more money in tech. I don't know what it is, but it is completely different than video games. Like, you can't even get a fucking $60 game. for review. And these dudes, these motherfuckers send me a $1,500 robot. This, that, you know, just whatever. Here you go, Torrance. $300 headphones. They don't give a shit. And I'm looking for FedEx return labels. Nope.
You don't need them.
You know? It's the tech space. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say the company's name, right? But I was talking to one company, and I didn't bring this up. They brought it up, right? Mm-hmm. They were like, yo, if there's ever a time where you can't, you know, you're you know, company may not be able to bring you to CS, talk to us, we'll sponsor you, we'll get you here. I'm like, oh shit. Nice. So I'm like, I'm guaranteed I'll always be at CS no matter what, you know?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and again, you know, but this is something I talk with Danny and Paris about a lot. It's like, if you put yourself out there the right way, not acting stupid like some of these cats are and shit, mm-hmm. you're going to be treated right, you know?
Right.
Some of these, going back to the Xbox, right? Some of these mm-hmm. guys, they're shilling so hard for the company. Yeah. Where is it getting them?
Nothing. Nowhere.
You know? No. You're going to love this. Tim Dog's full of shit. He's mm-hmm. he's saying that he has more influence than Danny Pena, right?
Oh, no. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because in his stupid Twitter space, he had 70,000 people listening, and then he goes to Danny's YouTube. Danny doesn't even bother with YouTube fucking videos, right? He just throws them on whenever. So he's like, oh, you got 200 views in this video. I'm more influential. Bitch, when was the last time you were on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange talking about your career? When was the last time that your face was plastered in the fucking Times Square?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. All that shilling got you nowhere, you know?
He needs to get over himself.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. And then obviously, who gets the most hate in from the Xbox community? Paris, our boy, right? You know, which is very, Torrance, it's something that's, you and I talked
still,
about.
That's still going on?
Still, yeah. Oh, he's been getting a lot of it this week.
All these years?
Yeah, still, you know?
You gotta be kidding me.
I joked with him on Twitter the other day because he posted that he got the new Sony headphones. I was like, when Xbox fans see this, and it was like the traitor thing from the Star Wars, and the thing it says, "You're the chosen one."
Yeah,
you're the chosen one.
I cannot believe that stuff's still going. When I deleted my Twitter account, that shit was going on with him. It was always hilarious because he didn't give a shit, but like they'd always get on his case. It's like, come on, people.
I don't know what it is with him and those guys. Like they just come at him for some reason.
I'm not gonna name any names, like, but there's a certain person that we've had as a guest on who's been coming at Paris very hard, you know. And Torrance, this goes back to something you and I talked about for many, Damian? Many years. Not Damian. Remember him though. About how the people that come at us the hardest are our own people, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, they're going to have to figure that out. He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not. By the way, Logic Win says Paris is going to be on the Iron Lords podcast this week. By the way, shout out to Iron Lords. That's an Xbox podcast that isn't full of fucking crazy fanboys, you know? Right. These guys aren't on Twitter losing their minds, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Iron Lords have been around for a minute, man.
They've been around, man. They've been around. And shout out to them. I was actually with, because Lord Cognito, he's part of the New York Video Game Critics Circle that I'm on. And they had like pretty much half of the Iron Lord podcast. I was able to make it do a presentation on stage, you know, that night, which was pretty dope. The New York, basically it's the New York Game Awards. They happen every year. And this was, Torch, you'll love this. So this was my second year being a presenter, right? The loudest motherfucker in that audience was Hip Hop Gamer.
You know,
hey, yo, Toe, that's my dude. you hear him on the stream.
I don't know where he gets that fucking energy. I'm still trying to figure it out to this day.
Yo. He's been posting his gains, man. This dude's like Bruce Lee shaped now.
I know. Well, lost.
Yeah, we said it earlier.
I said when I saw him, I'm like, dude, you're shrinking. You're disappearing. What the fuck? You know, all his body fat Bruce that he Lee had.
Boy now.
He was already had a nice build, but now he's just. You know,
Bruce Lee. Lean. Now. Yeah,
he's lean.
You're right, because he had more like a boxer build before. And shit, like muscular, but still like bulky and shit. But now
he's like, WWF wrestler build.
Yeah, you know, that's true. Yo, by the way, Torrance, you know, you'll enjoy this story too. So last year, I was also a presenter at the New York Game Awards, right? Mm-hmm. And on my way to the stage, I am not kidding you, in the aisle was fucking Jeff Keighley, right? So twice when I had to go past them, I had to go, excuse me, which always made me think of that exchange you had with him, you know, all those years ago. For those who don't know, that's where I get it from. You know,
did you talk to him?
I don't even know.
I talked to him a little bit.
Or he's just like, excuse me.
Nah, I just so quick. You know, who I did talk to that year for a good minute too. Phil Spencer, he was there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because
yeah, yeah.
We presented him with the Lifetime Achievement Award. So really, okay, really cool guy. This year we gave it to Neil Druckmann. So make of that what you will. You know, but I didn't. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really talk to him. What am I going to say to Neil Druckmann? I don't really care for his games.
You know, Last of Us.
Fucking care. You know. You know, and yeah, and even Uncharted 4, that's not one of my favorite Uncharted games, you know?
No, it's just, it's get me through it. It's
definitely the best looking Uncharted game.
Yeah.
One thing that was funny though, I told this story on air too, right? There was this one cat sitting in front of me. I could tell he was European and shit, but we were just talking and shit. It was really cool guy, right? And then when they were sending an award to Cyberpunk, this motherfucker gets up like, oh shit, he worked on Cyberpunk. My whole attitude changed with this guy, you know. So like, if I would have known he was a Cyberpunk guy, I probably would have came off more like fanboys at first, but I was able to just connect with him as just a regular dude and shit. But obviously after the fact, I'm like, yo, Cyber, I told him this verbatim, Torrance. I'm quoting myself right now. I said, I liked your game even when it was a broken piece of shit. He thought that was funny, you know.
I mean, the thing about why he was there is because they just opened. He even says it on the thing, is because they just opened the pretty much what they call is the Cyberpunk studio up in Boston. CD Projekt Red Boston is up there, and they're the ones that just are focused on Cyberpunk.
Yeah. Too bad I'm not in the game industry anymore. I'd go visit them.
Yeah,
that's it. Now I have no fucks to give.
You just bust in the door. Do you know who I am?
I have no fucks to give. None. I'll be back next year. I'm going back to CES next year. I had a blast.
Oh, CES is awesome.
You know, as far as doing a video game convention, like, I don't understand why a lot of them don't charter Las Vegas, because their convention center is stupidly huge.
Well, I mean, E3 is dead, so...
Yeah, E3 is done.
Well, no, I mean, Keighley's not going to make an E3. Yeah.
That convention center, the Las Vegas one, is literally bigger than Javits and Los Angeles combined. It's fucking enormous.
Javits is not even a factor. That's a fucking small...
Yeah. Well, you know Vegas is
Anaheim,
where
like that one's E3, big, but not like this, you know?
E3 got its start in Vegas.
It did, yeah.
Well, it used to be the South Hall... And it was Nintendo and Sega back in the days. And that was before it went, there wasn't even any Sony, no PlayStation. It was Nintendo, Sega, and maybe Electronic Arts had the biggest booths in the South Hall. We went to CES, fuck the tech, went straight through the tech to South Hall to go to the games. That's why we used to go to CES. That's why we went to CES when it was in Chicago.
Yeah, because E3 was an offshoot of CES. Because they used to have games at CES.
They broke off and did their own thing.
Yeah. But yeah, every convention center I've been to, combine them into one, and they're still not as big as the Los Angeles, as the Las Vegas convention center. Holy shit.
It's huge. It's gotten bigger. It's gotten bigger since the last time I was there.
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to go back to that, man, because like I saw so much cool tech shit. I'm like, oh, hold up. You know?
I'm going to plan ahead, and next year I'm going to go for the whole week.
For the whole week, oh shit!
Yeah, I could have used another day. I'm glad I left when I did, but I could have used another day to get some more stories. But next year, I'll go for the whole. That's how I used to do it. I used to do the whole entire week. Yeah,
yeah.
So I'll do the whole entire week. I made some great connections. It was great. I'm glad I went. I made the jump.
Pulled you back in the game, man.
I wasn't gonna do it. I'm like, don't do it, Terrence. Oh, look at hotel prices. Okay, book a hotel. All right, I'm doing it.
In a flight and shit, you know. All right, man, we're going to start wrapping up here. Any final thoughts, Torrance, on this whole Xbox situation?
Get your shit out and get some fresh air. Fuck these video games. Anybody here play Armored Core? Am I the only one?
Not even Brett or Chris were playing.
Oh, my God.
It's on my list. I haven't got to it. I have so many great video games that I'm playing.
Oh man, you need to get on. It is the only
Brett
software
game. Eating good.
Yeah,
so,
Brett is.
You know.
Game Pass is giving him, you know, the goods, man.
It is the only From Software game. And in fact, the only game I've beaten in some time. The only From Software game I beat 3 fucking times. That NG++, all that shit, because you have to get all the parts.
Yeah, well, then, I mean, it's. I'm a big fan of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, it's Tony had a call, like, Game Pass keeps giving me games, but, like, for free. Like, right. I know I'm paying the service, but I'm like, something about my brain's like, well, I mean, I'll just do this one. Like, when I get out of that, like, I'll spend the $70 on Armored Core, but, like, then another thing comes out. Now I'm playing Power World. It's a vicious cycle. It's got me going. I'm picking up what they're putting down, and that's why I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm just kind of a fan of what they're doing, man. Like, I don't care who gets to play this. Like, I think it's so fucking weird. Just my note on, like, that entire thing. Like, it is so fucking weird when somebody derives their pleasure of something from somebody else's inability to experience it.
Yeah.
Like, if the thing that you love is ruined because somebody else gets to enjoy it, then you didn't love it that much to begin with.
Yep. Lock them up in a rubber room.
Yeah, they're not real fans. By the way, I gotta read this real quick. This is a YouTube comment. A dude called Jason Miller. He says, first time chatter, but I've been listening every Thursday and Sunday these last 3 years. Trying to escape this Oregon rain. I love you guys. Keep talking that shit. My man, appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Good stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And Brett, what you said, I agree with you. It's like, if you really get enjoyment from taking games away from other people, there's something wrong with you, man.
Yeah.
You know? There's something serious. And like you said, Torrance, if you really love Microsoft and Xbox, don't you want them to make more money? And you know how to make more money, put games on other platforms.
Yes, you know? That's how you do it. The one thing we didn't talk about is this rumor that Sony's putting all their stuff on PC now. They're not waiting anymore.
Yeah, Helldivers was the first one. PlayStation exclusive that's on day and date with PC. And I don't think that's going to be the last. And, and you know what I say to that?
Good for them.
Yeah, good.
It is published by Sony, not made by Sony.
Okay, published by Sony.
Slight difference, makes a big deal.
Brian's been quiet this whole time.
No, Brian listens.
Something slight.
Brian, Power World.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian, what's your thoughts on all this Xbox stuff and Power World? Whatever you want, say whatever you want. The floor is yours. We miss your voice.
He hasn't been quiet. He's been laying in wait.
Yes.
Don't care. Next.
Yeah. All right, Power World, Brian, go ahead.
Let's talk about some ass and titties with that Stellar Blade, baby. It's got me. It's got my Stellar Blade nice and stellar, baby. I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, how's Power World doing, man?
Oh, Power's still good. Still just going through it. Still got, I think, two more bosses left, and that's it. But yeah, it's actually gone down in the charts recently. It's now, like, second or third most played. No, second most played. So it's slowly losing its grasp, but it's expected.
Isn't Helldivers then it take it over or something like that, Brian? Did I read that correctly?
For most selling, yes. But most played, it's still second.
Helldivers is not. Wait, Helldivers is out?
Yeah, it just came out today.
Wait, hold on. Brett, what's up?
Wasn't it 18th? I mean, I may have been looking at the list at the wrong time, but like it was number 18.
So it was the best selling because it just literally came out today. So it's been selling better than any game. But when Tony sent that article, I checked the Steam concurrent players and it was like 18th. So there's only 18, like the 18th most played game at that time.
Yeah, because I saw the sites reporting on it. It's like, oh, this PlayStation exclusive is being Power World. That's how they were treating it, you know? Yeah.
Oh, in sales, man. Power World's been out for like 2 weeks.
The thing about it, normie player really gives a shit about Helldivers or whatever the hell, what do you call it? Whatever the hell that game is. Is it called Helldivers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Helldivers 2.
You too.
Nobody gives a nobody remembers that fucking game. Nobody does that. The only reason the ones that do care about it are the enthusiasts, and that's why they released both of them on the PlayStation and on the PC. Mind you, I definitely think the PC version is hitting more than the actual PlayStation 5 version, which is a smart move.
Yeah,
but to frame it as like, oh, it's beating Power. Like, man, I hate how some people use facts to it reminds me of the saying of like
what do you expect from outlets? They're looking to get your attention. So what are they going to do? They're gonna, you know, kajigger some of the sentences around to get you a little bit fired up about something.
They even have the keywords: the PlayStation exclusive, Pal World, Beat.
Yeah,
there you go.
What is it? Yellow journalism? What they call it?
Torrance, no, I like what you called it: fish wrap journalism.
Fish wrap journalism. Fish wrap. Yeah,
that's all it is. And you look at any of those trigger articles and stuff like that. The people who retweet them and say something about it on top, don't ever fucking read them, because a lot of times if you ever read the article, it's not nearly as scathing as the title is.
Yeah,
it actually may have some nuance in the actual written article, but the title's just like, you know, PlayStation beats Xbox to the ground, you know. Stuff like that.
Yeah, dude, I was just having this problem today. Like, I read something like NASA discovers city lights on an exoplanet 7 billion miles away. And I was like, no, that's not the article. That cannot be what happened. But, dude, digging through to try and find out what actually they found, like, so fucking difficult. Like, the thing that makes me frustrated about that is, I like that, this fish wrap journalism, man, is it just clogs the lines. There's so much goddamn misinformation that you can't actually get to the information that you're fucking looking for.
Yep. Yeah, they don't want you to find that, though. So
stay off the internet.
They just want triggers and engagements.
Yep.
That's it. You coming onto their site, you you're tweeting
they want,
it.
They want that click.
They want that click. So they're gonna catch it as many ways as they try to get you. So they'll get you all pissed off, and then you read it, and you're like, wait a minute, this is not that title.
Yeah, YouTube does that a lot too. You know, they have those scandalous thumbnails and the headlines. And you,
my favorite one is I'm leaving YouTube.
Yeah,
that was a trend. Yeah,
yeah,
so, yeah. Torrance, what'd you think of that, man? That was going on this year.
It was pissing me off. I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't going nowhere. I think I saw four different creators do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were all doing
it. They'll say, I'm leaving YouTube. And they're like, no, I'm not actually leaving YouTube. I'm really just slowing down my output on YouTube. Like, come on, man.
Didn't Casey Neistat come back to do an Apple Provision review?
Probably.
He was retired, you know. Rikuson, pick up Armored Core 6. Come on.
I think Game Theory is still wrapping up, though.
Get it on Xbox.
No, it's not. He's going behind the scenes, and he's just giving all of the front end work to all the people that have been writing his scripts for the last 10 years, you know? So he's still there, and he's still going to be doing his GT Live, so he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's just going down. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, man. Start wrapping up. Torrance, I want to thank you for being on, as always.
Thank you for having me. I really needed to blow this steam about all this shit.
Yes. So where can people find you, man? Because now you're kind of back.
Oh, you can find me back at VG Warzone doing Davis Dailies. I'm still on Bubba Bass Anglers.
Coalition.
So I'm doing videos. Yeah, I'm posting stuff on Coalition and doing tech videos and all kinds of food videos. And if you want to see me cook a Wagyu steak, stuff like that, VG Warzone. It's a little bit of everything.
I loved your little mini Davis Dailies from the CES.
Cool. I'm really glad cool you liked stuff. It. Yeah.
They were really cool.
I had fun making those. I got this new camera. Oh my God. Let me tell you.
The camera. Well, yo, that like, dude. That was that the time lapse on that too?
Yes, dude.
Oh my God.
Timeout. The time lapse you saw was B-roll.
Oh.
That was B-roll.
Oh, wait, no. It wasn't your B-roll.
No, it wasn't my B-roll. But this camera can do that.
No, that camera did some pretty good stuff. Like I saw, were you walking around with it?
Amazing. It is the best. Mm-hmm. If you're a content creator, fuck everything you got. Spend the money and get one of these. It's absolutely amazing. I did a time. DJI. DJI is my favorite tech company ever.
DJI.
Every time they release something, I want it. Every time. They do everything right. I don't give a shit if they're spying on us. They make cool shit. This thing right here, man. And it fits in your pocket. And my only issue with it is when I put it in its little case, this is what scares me, being a black man in America. Is it kind of looks like a gun. I mean, if you don't if you don't know any better, you know, and this is, I'm pulling this out of my pocket, you know, next thing you know, I'm dead. You're
like, sir?
Yeah.
Please put your hand to take your hand out of your pocket.
It does 4K 60. It's got a 1-inch sensor. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's just the best. It is the best vlogging experience I've had since I got that camera. The hype is real. So I recommend you get it. It's so fun to use. So there's that.
All right. Yeah. And of course, Riku-san one, thank you for being on too, man. It's always good to have you on to talk shit about, you know, these topics, man.
Oh yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I'm glad I hit up Torrance too. I was like, yo, bro, let's bring the duel. Let's bring it back. Let's have a good show. And we did. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, Torrance, as you heard, this episode 471, and we will be celebrating 500 in the first week of September. So we would love to have you back on to celebrate.
I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be there. If I'm not in a fishing tournament.
Yeah, right. And we got to get hip hop on, you know, bring it real back, talking all that shit.
No, what? I gotta play something for you guys.
Yeah.
Ready?
Hope it's not going to get copyrighted.
That news I told, the whole Xbox and crazy shit, the gaming tried to slide through on the goddamn show tonight, and I want to know if you available, because I want you to slide through as well.
Here's my response.
Okay.
Because I'm available tonight, slide through on the show. Just
there's something wrong with us.
Got to keep the energy in those voice messages, man.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Okay, Kuel saying, I think you got to, can you give us a Batman, Torrance? Remember? Oh.
No, I can't do it. What is, yeah, can you give us a Batman? Okay.
That's us.
Do it with
that's a straight for the industry.
You should have left the industry a long time ago.
Wham in my PC.
Batman motherfucker.
Somebody
perfect. QL. Yeah, QL out.
Yeah, kick him out. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is fantastic. Hour and a half just flew by. Good shit. All right, guys, we're out of here. Make sure you subscribe to Throw It On Twitch and Twitter. Follow us on YouTube. We are back now, people. Be sure to click the bell to be notified of when our shows go live. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors are popping. Shout out to the Discord gang. You guys were on fire this week with all the Xbox shit, man. It's been fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. Throw It On, we're on every podcast app on the planet. Some podcast apps I don't even know about, we're on that shit. Throw It On Show Tours, Throw It On Show. And throwdownshow.com, where you could listen to all the past episodes. And that's it. Links to everything down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Robero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
Brian Manjoma.
Later, people.
Riku Sun One, the only one.
Peace out, little niggas.
And, and of course, Mr. Horns Davis.
Everybody have a good evening, sleep well, and enjoy the world. Turn off the electronics, get some fresh air, look at the birds, the bees, and the trees, and the fish, and enjoy life, because it doesn't last that long.
You know? All right, guys, we'll see you on Sunday, man. Later.
Laters.
Peace.
Peace.